joining us on this Friday for Let's Talk. We're in the book of Ephesians. I have my best friend with me, so she's going to chime in here and there. Susan and I have just been talking about Ephesians together, and we thought it'd be kind of fun to have just a little bit of that conversation with you guys on Let's Talk. So,
good morning.
It's fun to think about Ephesians, and we realize that we're going to go pretty slow in this. And so I know we talked last week on 1 and 2, but Susan and I have been talking about verse 3. So I'm going to read it out of my version, and then she's going to read it out of her version. We're both looking at two different versions, so it's kind of fun to read them both ways. But so Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places.
Okay, this is today's English version, an old Bible. Let us give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for in our union with Christ, he has blessed us by giving us every spiritual blessing in the heavenly world.
So one of the things that I realize that when we normally go through this, we're going to automatically jump into verse 4. And so the thing I've been trying to think about and process a little bit is we are aware of the spiritual blessings that are in heavenly places. We are aware of what those are. But I think it's also a good opportunity for us just to pause and ask ourselves, which the church at Ephesus was going to have to do this, would they be willing to receive these spiritual blessings? Not only would they know what we know, you know, verse 4, chosen, you know, adopted, which we'll talk about those later in the next one. But what does it look like for us as we sit here on a Friday to pause and say, okay, look, we know who God is, but will we receive these spiritual blessings? And I guess we can talk a little bit about not what's in verse 4, but as you think about spiritual blessings, what comes to your mind as being part of Jesus' family, part of being adopted into this Christian family because of Jesus, what are some of the blessings that come to your mind?
Mm-hmm. Well, the fact that it's hard to comprehend that he chose us before the beginning of time, and he always was and always has been, and he knew, and the free will that he gives us to choose that, he doesn't force it on us. And yet he knows which ones of us are going to choose to be his children and which ones are not. And yet it's a free gift that's open for anyone and everyone. And just how much of a blessing that it is. If you want to listen to a good song, just came to my mind. I am blessed. Look it up. I'm blessed. And just relish in the things that you know, because it's so easy to go to the negative things, but to focus on the things that I have been chosen by the God of the universe, the creator. He knows my name. He knows how many hairs are on my head, and he has blessed me with all spiritual blessings here, whether they be here on this earth or what is waiting for me in eternity.
And as we think about chosen by him, we know that's verse 4. He chose us before him, before the foundations of the world. So before the earth was created, he chose us. And so I think a lot of us, as we sit here on a Friday, probably gathering on a, you know, Let's Talk, we're aware that we've been chosen before the foundation of the world. But have we received that part? You know, are we still trying to prove that we've got something? Are we still trying to make people see who we are as a person? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things I think the choice that was for the church at Ephesus. Here's another way to say this. Here's a $1 million check that's been handed to the church at Ephesus. Mm-hmm. But the church of Ephesus still has to go to the bank and deposit it. Mm-hmm. They still have to go and say, okay, yeah, we're going to put this in the bank and it's going to be ours one day. So like, I think one of the spiritual blessings for us, and you've shared about it, is he chose me for the foundation of the world. But how many of us are still saying we love Jesus, but we're still trying to perform, mm-hmm. but we haven't really received that blessing. We haven't grasped that blessing. We haven't said, yeah, that's part of my life today. And I want to walk that I've been chosen before the foundations of the world. Anything else that's coming to your mind?
Mm-hmm. No, we have to live it. It has to change who we are. If we go into deposit that check and take a hold of it, it becomes our identity and who we are. So And that's a process of learning until the day we take our last breath. But it should change who I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. So we'll see how this works. This is something that we're going to try to do on, you know, in the week, and then be able to get it to Jordan so he can put it out for our Friday. So I think it's be fun for us, you know, for her and I just to kind of talk our way through this.
Yeah. And so, I just want to pray you out of here from a prayer that I found from Paul in Ephesians. I ask God from the wealth of his glory to give you power through his Spirit to be strong in your inner selves. And I pray that Christ will make his home in your hearts through faith. I pray that you may have your roots and foundations rooted in love, so that you, together with all God's people, may have the power to understand how broad and how long and how high and deep is Christ's love. Yes, may you come to know his love, although we can't fully understand it and know it. And so to be completely filled with the very nature of God, to him who by means of his power working in us is able to do so much more than we can ever ask for or even think of. To God be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus for all time, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Have a great Friday. Thanks for joining us. God bless.